The views and opinions expressed in my podcast are exactly that, my opinion. My words are not law, final say, or any type of guidelines for your life. I am no expert. You have the freedom to agree or disagree, as well as remaining indecisive. If you like my podcast, I welcome you. If you do not like my podcast, I suggest you find one more to your liking. Let's begin. Welcome to Senior Grumpy's Verbal Cacophony. I am your host, Senior Grumpy. This is the first episode for the new year, or the first official episode for the new year, as well as the first one on Podomatic.com. I will give a link to that at the end of the episode. This particular episode is entitled Racism, Homophobia, and Bigotry. Oh my, that's right. Fun and more fun, you know, because it's more stupid bullshit that we as humans tend to do or say, or, you know, things to, you know, literally put our own feet in our mouth, I guess, or foot, however you want to say it. Let's get underway. Alrighty, this first segment is entitled Gun Range Bigotry, yeah! Jan Morgan, the racist bigot owner of the Gun Cave Indoor Firing Range, who announced last fall that her gun range would be a Muslim-free zone and that she was banning all Muslims from her establishment. Which I'm going to take a stab and say that she is assuming that everyone who is Muslim will dress and look the same, basically, you know, the turban, etc. You know, whatever's a stereotype, you know, that's how probably she is going to assume that they're a Muslim. Her reason for doing this is because she wants to maintain safety at her gun range. She also goes on to say how the Quran contains lines that commands its followers to hate, murder, and terrorize against those who refuse to convert to Islam. Of course, she also fails to mention that this is the same type of rhetoric that appears in many other religious doctrines. But obviously, when you are singling out people in the current hatred flavor of the month club, you get the option to obscure reality to suit your own needs. As for how she will manage to tell whether or not someone is or isn't a Muslim is anyone's guess, but is probably assumed that it will be based on the color of skin and accent, as well as I already said, you know, stereotype, you know, the turban, the garb, etc. The Janster also went on record to state that we don't discriminate against people based on their skin color. We have a number of people with all colors of skin who shoot here, including Indian, Hindu, religion folks who have joined our membership. She actually said religion folks. She didn't say religious folks. She said religion folks. If you don't believe me, I'll have the, like I said, all the clips and everything, all the links to everything in my show notes, who have joined our membership and some of them actually have sought out my services for private training, which I have provided. In a rather unsurprising display of hypocrisy, the gun range recently turned away a couple of South Asian men. That's the Indian Hindu religion people, religion folks. Where was I? A father and son who were in the middle of filling out forms when the racist bigot owner decided to kick them out of the gun range because in the article it says they assumed it was the owner. It's like, well, who the fuck else would it be, especially by their description? In the middle of filling out forms when the racist bigot owner decided to kick them out of the gun range after harassing them and threatened to call the police if they do not leave. The gentleman also stated to the news media that they were not of Muslim faith. Again, duh. But were still turned away either way. And in one of the articles, just so I'm clear, one of the articles, the gentleman actually stated that they've actually, you know, went to this gun range before, but it was owned by either a relative of Jan I think it's either the father or grandfather. But they, you know, she decided to turn these guys away because, you know, well, they, you know, she just got irate. It's kind of funny. She also mentions on her website about the about what the Constitution grants when it comes to freedom of religion. But like a lot of people, she manages to obscure it so it suits her justifications, basically just picking and choosing what suits her, like a lot of other people and mouthpieces in this fucking country, or in the world for that matter. So pretty much you have freedom of religion as long as that religion is not Muslim and you are not the type of brown that falls under African American or Hispanic. Because bigotry and stupidity go hand in hand when it comes to selling guns in America. Alright, this next display of stupidity is called Pedophilia Caused by Radical Feminism. It's that stupid. American Cardinal Raymond Burke has managed to confuse the living shit out of the human race when he was quoted as saying that feminism, or radical feminism, is to blame for creating pedophiles, sexually confused, disordered men who have entered the priesthood and are sexually abusing children. Of course, this comes after the cardinal was demoted by the Pope from head of Vatican's highest court to a role with little responsibility, and also has been vehemently opposed to the acceptance of gay people or divorcees within the church, making feminism and radical feminism his latest target. Maybe it is because the cardinal is still completely butthurt about being demoted. Maybe it is because of all those radical feminists through the medieval, dark, and Renaissance ages. Or maybe his funny hat shrank in the wash and it's squeezing too hard on his head, causing him severe brain damage. He also claims that women's rights has caused men to grow up without proper identities, which have severe effects later in life. Yeah, because that didn't sound stupid one bit. He's also calling these men poorly formed, whatever the fuck that means, blaming everything on their addiction to porn, sexual promiscuity, alcohol, drugs, and a range of other addictions, also claiming that radical feminism has caused men to be sexually confused, also leading to pedophiles to becoming priests. I'm sorry, that's like the stupidity bomb, or the atomic stupidity bomb. It just, you know, fell. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that maybe the reason the cardinal was demoted was because he was hitting the ceremonial wine a little too much, or maybe it was because of something that was totally not an addiction. This final segment is entitled Separation of Church and Hate, which, you know, kind of goes together. On January 11th, a Lakewood, Colorado church managed to anger the family and friends in attendance for a funeral service for Vanessa Collier. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. During the open casket ceremony, service was stopped short by the church's pastor. So what was the reason that the funeral service needed to be stopped? Well, it pretty much boiled down to the fact that Collier was gay, proving once again that the one thing a church will never successfully teach is tolerance. According to the Denver Post and CNN, the church's pastor had either stopped the funeral service because of the images displayed of the deceased with the love of her life that were on display, or had managed to piss off the family by asking if the video that they had for the funeral service could be edited so as to remove the images of Collier and her partner kissing. Maybe it was both. Graciously declining, which is, I'm guessing, is as polite as they possibly could get, family and friends moved the entire funeral, casket and all. That's right, they moved the entire service, all the people, family, friends, and moving the casket to a funeral home across the street from the church, which was smaller than the church. Smaller than the church was to accommodate the amount of people in attendance who wanted to pay their respects and say goodbye to somebody they love. The following Tuesday, protesters gathered outside of the church demanding that the church's pastor apologize, like that'll ever happen, for the disrespect he had displayed. Now, here's something that I feel is complete and utter bullshit. If the church and the pastor had a problem with any of the aforementioned, why didn't they say something beforehand, you know, when they were planning the funeral arrangements and service? Why didn't they say, you know, instead of waiting until the last minute? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the family and loved ones of this deceased woman probably made it known that she was gay or lesbian, gay, lesbian, same thing, I'm sorry, as well as what they had planned. You have to be a complete callous asshole to decide at the last fucking minute that the images and videos that will be on display during the services would be in conflict with the church. I mean, really, what the fuck was your... What was it? How did you go from it was okay at first to all of a sudden now it's okay? I'm sure they went over this beforehand. You gotta be bullshitting me if you tell me otherwise. So, once again, bigots, racists, homophobic religious nuts, and stupid people have proved that the more you are exposed to them, nothing will progress, and you will become stupider the more you stand around them. That's pretty much my show, folks. So I would like to thank the Dutch Rosenberg Theater in Helven for the use of their music for my show. Make sure to check out their music and merch, or music, merch, and show dates, especially if you are in the Arizona area, at drosenberg.webs.net.com. It is drosenberg.webs.com, all lowercase, and everything one word, no hyphens, no special characters. You can also go to reverbnation.com/ Dutch Rosenberg Theater and reverbnation.com/ Helven. So you can check all that out if you need to. They're also in my show notes at Senior Grumpy. Oh, is it? I think it's seniorgrumpy77.wordpress.com. So I have links to all their music and stuff, or their web pages. As I always end these episodes, take care, be well. I mean that. Enjoy whatever kicks your ass in life. Enjoy it to the fullest. And definitely, as I always say, definitely take no shit from nobody.